www.thebestofcom. Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, more and more in control of your health, more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, skin diseases like acne and eczema and psoriasis and rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really no miracle at all. It is just simply business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to help a loved one get off their meds and get on a supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, or if you have questions about ingredients, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933 is your number. If you want to purchase any products that you hear us talk about on the program, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, the Ultimate Enzymes, the Nightly Essence, which should be out here any day now, a wonderful probiotic supplement that has digestive enzymes in it, the Ultimate Classic, the OPC Selenium, any of the longevity products that we talk about on the program or you hear advertised on the program, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com, click on the shopping cart link and purchase any of the products. You can also go to, you can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Okay, thanks so much once again for joining us. We're going to talk about eczema today and psoriasis. But before we get to that, I want to just do a couple of housekeeping items. First of all, on yesterday's show, I was talking about foods that were high in beta-carotene and vitamin A, and a couple of you noted that I incorrectly mentioned eggplant. I meant to say beets, not eggplant. Eggplant, while tasty and very delicious, I love eggplant. Eggplant, as it turns out, is not really a great source of any vitamins or any nutrients, really. There's a little fiber in there, of course, and there's a bit of manganese in there, and some molybdenum, some B vitamins, but it's not really a great source of nutrients. Not like beets. Beets are a substantial powerhouse of a lot of nutrients, especially vitamin A and beta-carotene. So I apologize for that mix-up. Secondly, I got a Facebook note from a gal who wanted me to make sure that I don't stop talking about the importance of deep breathing. She said that every time I mention deep breathing, she remembers to take a breath, and I thought that was kind of interesting. I remember a girl I used to know in Boulder back in the 90s. I kind of lost touch with her. I don't know where she is now, but her name was Jennifer, and she wanted to change her name. And that was a kind of a cool thing to do in Boulder back in the 90s. I imagine it still is. And a lot of people with names like Elizabeth or John or Kayla became Rainbow and Sunshine and Archer. And anyway, this girl, Jennifer, she wanted to change her name to Breathe. And I asked her, why did she want to change her name to Breathe? And she said she wanted everyone to remember to breathe every time they called her name. And I thought that was kind of weird at the time. But today I'm thinking, maybe that's not such a bad idea. And in any case, Mary's note made me think that it might be a good idea to begin our Bright Side program with 10 or 20 seconds of deep breathing. So I think for at least today, or maybe the next few shows, we'll start off each Bright Side episode by taking a deep breath. So here we go. In through the nose slowly, belly goes out. As you take your in-breath, the belly goes out. and then out through the nose slowly. The key here is slowly, and the belly goes in. No forcing, simply relaxing the belly and the lungs to open up and fill up with air, and then allowing the air to be expelled with very, very slight muscle movements or contractions as your belly goes in. All right, so here we go. And then out. Very nice. Now, if you did that, you are going to feel as relaxed as I feel right now. It's so amazing what one simple breath can do. And that is what the bright side is all about. Staying healthy is not complicated. Staying healthy internally is not complicated, and staying healthy in terms of skin is not complicated either. I get so many letters about acne and about eczema and about psoriasis. These things, it seems like, are the most common health conditions that we want to deal with. And this kind of makes sense for a couple of reasons. First of all, we humans seem to be way more concerned about our skin than any other system of the body, the skin being the part of the body that is most exposed to public scrutiny. Secondly, because nothing says failure, nothing says the utter and complete uselessness of the conventional wisdom of the medical model more than skin health issues. Skin health, folks, has nothing to do with skin. Skin health, on the other hand, has everything to do with what we're doing to the inside of our body. Speaking now as someone who's been designing and formulating skincare products since the early 1980s, literally for 30 plus years, I can tell you that there seems to be more misinformation about the skin than any other system of the body. There seems to be more mythology and more misunderstandings about how we take care of our skin than any other part of the body. Basically, folks, the less you put on your skin, the better. The large majority of lotions and creams and skin beauty enhancers are, for the most part, I'm sorry to say this, are for the most part not very kind to the skin. A couple of days ago, there was a story on Fox News about toxic chemicals in Halloween makeup. And the point was well taken. Children's skin is super soft and tends to absorb things very readily. Today, being Halloween, you may want to consider being very careful about using face paint and other stuff on top of your kid's skin. You never want to put a lot of stuff on your skin, period, but especially not on a kid's skin. Kid's skin is super soft and tends to absorb things very readily. And that's why you never want to use toxic sunscreens on a baby's skin, as opposed to zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, which is non-toxic, which are both non-toxic sunblocks. Face paints are not regulated, and they can contain a witch's brew, no pun intended, of toxins, including nickel and lead and phthalates and plasticizers, both of which can act like estrogen mimickers. If your kids are going to use face paint for Halloween, get it off their skin as soon as you can, or even better, make a non-toxic face paint at home. Use natural food coloring that you can buy at a health food store, put it in a fluoride-free toothpaste, and voila, you have face paint. Non-toxic face paint. As far as regular makeup for women goes, you're probably best avoiding that too. And ladies, I'm not saying that you have to go out with your face completely bare. Use Youngevity's mineral makeup. It has no dye. It has no toxic chemicals. It has no talc. It's fragrance-free, and it's all minerals. Men, it makes a great Christmas present or birthday present for your wife or girlfriend. Anyway, the misunderstandings and mythologies around the skin are legion, and they're not limited to the public. Dermatologists are just as prone to falling for the conventional silliness around skin health as the average person. Yesterday I was talking about this. I was talking to a dermatologist, and they were telling me about staying out of the sun and how important it was to stay out of the sun. I mentioned this yesterday on The Bright Side. If your dermatologist tells you to stay out of the sun, in my opinion, you want to stay away from that dermatologist, not the sun. And I know I'm probably stepping on somebody's toes here, but I got to give you the straight scoop. Dermatology is pretty much the silliest practice in all of medicine. I'll tell you what I mean when I come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. If you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit, MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, or if you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, or if you have... if you simply want to contribute to the conversation or if you have a success story, 866-582-9933. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com, if you want to purchase any Youngevity products or if you'd like to join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. If you want to start yourself a Youngevity business, Or if you want to simply get your longevity products at the wholesale price, 866, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, or you can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, continuing on about the skin. Dermatology, the way I look at it, is just a flat-out silly, silly practice. Have you ever noticed the only three things that a dermatologist can do for a skin condition is hack out your tissues, part of your skin with surgery, kill bacteria with antibiotics, or suppress the immune system with steroids, or the newest version of steroids, which are these high-tech biologic immune suppressing drugs, things like Humira and Stelara. You know, these things can cost you $1,000 a month or more. And they're not curing anything. All they're doing is suppressing and shutting down your immune system. That's pretty much it. And that's why there's not a single skin condition that dermatologists can cure. Dermatologists will actually tell you there's no cure for any skin disease. There's no cure for psoriasis. There's no cure for acne. There's no cure for eczema. And you know what? The way they look at it, there is no cure because they're only addressing the symptoms. They're not addressing the cause. If you ask a dermatologist about curing your skin, he's going to tell you, we can't do it. And with a track record like this, it's no wonder that most people are going to be utterly frustrated by their skin conditions, whether their skin conditions are acne or psoriasis or eczema. The skin is about as close to an instant window to what's happening inside your body as you're going to find. For the most part, a skin condition is a message about the internal workings of the body. And folks, I'm talking about acne, I'm talking about skin tags, I'm talking psoriasis, I'm talking eczema, I'm talking dry skin, I'm talking accelerated aging or wrinkles. You're pretty much looking at breakdowns inside the biochemistry of the body, specifically in the digestive system. The skin and the digestive system are two peas in a pod. They are made up in large measure by the same type of cells, and in fact, it's not a stretch to say that the skin is your digestive system inside out, or your digestive system is your skin outside in. Think about it for just a sec. The digestive tract is a hollow tube, and that tube is lined with cells in exactly the same fashion that the body is covered with cells. The only difference is your outside covering is protected by a hard layer of cells, and the digestive system, the digestive tract, doesn't have that hard layer of cells. Other than that, it's the same type of cell system. Skin equals digestive system. This is the single most important thing to know about how you take care of your skin and how you take care of skin health. Skin cells are equal to digestive cells. Technically, if you're a biochemist, you'll call them epithelial cells. They're the same type of cells. And when it comes to skin conditions, with the exception of topical assaults with chemicals like hairdressing chemicals or concrete chemicals or flour. There's actually something called Baker's dermatitis that can be caused by ingredients in flour. With some exceptions, if you have something wrong with your skin, there is a pretty darn good chance that you have something wrong with your digestive system as well. And yes, I know this is true pretty much about all health conditions, but it's especially true about the skin. Now, we spent the last 10 days or so talking about zits and pimples. You can check out the archive of yesterday's show if you're interested in the main nutritional strategies for dealing with acne. There's something called DHT, which is super testosterone. It stands for dihydrotestosterone. If you're dealing with acne, you want to learn how to control DHT. Zinc is an extremely important mineral for controlling DHT. DHT, super testosterone, is not only associated with oily skin and acne, but it's also associated with male pattern baldness and prostate disease as well. So DHT inhibition using zinc, you can also use the herb chrysin, C-H-R-Y-S-I-N. Sometimes essential fatty acids can act like DHT inhibitors. Inhibiting DHT can be done nutritionally, or it can also be done using prescription drugs. Proscar, for example, the drug that they give you for treating prostate disease, is a well-known DHT inhibitor, and it also is called Propecia. Proscar is the same exact drug as Propecia because both Proscar and Propecia inhibit DHT, and by inhibiting DHT, not only will you stabilize prostate health, but you will also improve male pattern baldness. But you don't need to go the drug route if you're interested in stabilizing super testosterone, DHT. You can use zinc, which you should be, or using herbs like chrysin. You can also use something called DIM or I3C. They're both found in broccoli and cruciferous vegetables. You can also use them as supplements, and they can help slow down the production of dihydrotestosterone. And today I want to talk about eczema and psoriasis. Eczema and psoriasis are, in many ways, polar opposites of the same kind of skin condition, namely skin cells growing out of control and growing crazy. In the case of eczema, skin cells grow crazy in the sense that they don't grow fast enough. They grow in a disorganized fashion, but they don't grow fast enough to form a nice even coat on the skin, and you end up with rashes and exposing the lower levels of the skin. In the case of psoriasis, it's the exact opposite. Skin cells grow crazy and out of control, and in the case of psoriasis, they grow too fast. In the case of eczema, skin cells don't grow fast enough because they're disorganized and out of control. In the case of psoriasis, skin cells grow too fast. Now, both of these are kind of polar opposites, but both of these conditions involve one thing. And one main thing to address if you want to deal with psoriasis or eczema. And that is immunity and inflammation. Immunity and inflammation are the one thing that psoriasis and eczema have in common. And this idea of the skin as being a part of the immune system is very important to understand. If we look at the skin, it looks like nothing's happening, but it's important that we regard the skin as a major, major defensive system. I got a book in my hand called The Skin Immune System, and it's a textbook. It's 1,000 pages nearly of information about how this immune system works in the skin. It's extremely complicated to understand all of the different components of the skin's immune system, but it's important simply to understand, if you're dealing with psoriasis or eczema, that the skin is a defensive organ. That means psoriasis and eczema are the manifestations of a defensive response. And that is the most important thing to understand about these two unpleasant skin issues if you're going to deal with them. The fact that you've got an immune response, a defensive response, an inflammatory response is why the only thing your dermatologist can give you to treat these skin conditions is an anti-inflammatory or something that suppresses the immune system, an anti-immune drug, specifically a steroid or one of these high-tech biological immune suppressor drugs. That's how a steroid cream works, by the way. If your doctor is giving you betamethasone or Lydex cream, these are the kinds of creams they give you, a triamcinolone or Kenalog cream for your eczema or for your psoriasis, what he's giving you is something that shuts down your immune system and keeps inflammation down. So psoriasis and eczema are immune diseases, inflammatory diseases. And in order to understand how exactly this immune breakdown or immune response is related to the symptoms of psoriasis and eczema, we got to talk a little bit about how skin grows.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail.
Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Today only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials through today only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side, talking about skin and skin health. If you're dealing with zits, or you're dealing with acne, or you're dealing with eczema, or you're dealing with psoriasis, understand this. Your skin cells turn over, your skin turns over, skin cells turn over every 4 to 8 weeks. That means if you got a skin condition today, you don't have to have it 4 to 8 weeks from now, but you got to change something that you're doing. It's very rare that a skin condition is caused by something that's happening on top of the skin. Almost always you will find that it is something that you're doing to the inside of your body. The skin is an immune system organ. That means it is a defensive organ, which makes sense. Obviously, it's on the outside of your body. It's there to, in large part to protect the inside of your body. So along with the digestive system, the skin is the body's largest immune complex. That means that if you're dealing with a skin disease, there's a good chance you're dealing with an immune problem or an inflammatory problem. They're both basically the same thing. The immune system shows up as the inflammatory system. So if you got psoriasis, if you have eczema, you're probably dealing with some kind of defensive response. To understand how this defensive response is related to how your skin cells are growing too fast in the case of psoriasis, too slow in the case of eczema, we got to talk a little bit about what the skin cells are and how they grow. Or what the skin is and how the skin cells grow, I should say. And we will do that tomorrow, and I guarantee you, after we do that, you will understand why it is that when you have an immune disorder or an immune response, it will show up as skin cells growing too fast in the case of psoriasis, or skin cells growing too slow in the case of eczema. If you or a loved one or anyone you know is dealing with these two, one of these two unpleasant skin conditions, you're going to want to tune into our Bright Side episode tomorrow. We will also tell you about nutritional strategies that you can use to quiet down the immune system, to make your eczema go away, to make your psoriasis go away without drugs, without doctors, without insurance companies, and certainly without the side effects that are associated with these nasty immune-suppressing prescription drugs. We'll do that tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. Time to hit our phones. 866-582-9933 is the number. Let's go to Texas and welcome Ty to the Bright Side. What is going on, Ty?
Hi there, Ben. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. How can we help?
Well, my wife is the reason for the call. I wish I could start off with a success story that was for me, by benefit of listening to you. But let me jump into my wife's deal. She's a professional chef. She's been a sushi chef for a long time, and she also owns her own business as a pastry chef. And she's suffering from what when I look at it, looks like a pretty standard case of athlete's foot, but it's now starting to manifest itself on her hands.
Okay.
Now, she's got a history with her hands. According to the gentleman that she went to resolve some warts on her hands, they did the old cold burn, you know, where they burn them off, and then exactly 7 years later, they came back triple fold, and she went in and got an injection that she doesn't remember the exact name of it, but basically the doctor said it's an injection that we use for cancer treatment. So she had that.
You don't know what it's called? You don't know?
She doesn't know, and I tried to get that information from her, but that's the brief history.
The guy's a physician who gave her the injection?
He was.
So this was a medicine?
It was.
Okay. All right. So, and this was for the wart or for the condition on the hands?
Well, I just wanted to give you the history on the wart piece because that was something that...
That's an important piece. All right. Here's the deal. Your wife's got an immune disease, an immune condition. I don't want to say disease, an immune condition. If it looks like athlete's foot, but it's also showing up on the hands, your chances are you're not dealing with a fungus. You're dealing with eczema, it sounds like. Eczema and athlete's foot can look similar. Eczema will show up. It will appear as you're looking at the skin that's underneath the very surface. And I'm going to talk about this tomorrow, but just to give you a little heads up, the surface of your skin is made up of very hard cells called corneocytes, and the surface of your skin is called the stratum corneum. It's what gives the skin a sort of uniform purpose, but it just underneath that surface is pink tissue, very soft pink tissue, and that's what eczema looks like. You know what I'm talking about? It doesn't look like normal skin. It's sort of pink and soft, almost like baby skin. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. That's what we're seeing on the hand.
Yes.
The feet are just kind of dry and cracky. We haven't seen the pink, but anyway.
Well, the pink stuff that you're looking at is what the skin looks like underneath the surface. Just think of the surface as being like a varnish, and it protects the inside, the stuff underneath. And that stuff underneath is the soft new skin. And I'll give you a little bit, it'll be a little bit more clear tomorrow when we talk about how the skin is structured. The bottom line is, in the case of eczema, the skin cells are not growing fast enough to form a cover on the surface. So you're dealing basically with eczema. Tomorrow I'll tell you about why the immune system causes this, but for now understand that when the skin cells are not dividing as well as they should, you're dealing with an immune response. So the only question you want to ask yourself is, what is causing the immune system to become so jumpy? Now, the part about the warts is a very important piece of information because it tells us that the body is being attacked somehow. Warts are a sign of warts are a virus, and typically the body should kill those viruses. But if the wart shows up, the virus is not being killed. So Something is putting a load on the immune system, and the immune system, the defense system, is not responding as well as it might. It's like kind of like the immune system can be, you can think of it like the Army or the Navy of the body. It's like if we go off in the United States, if we go off to Iraq and we go off to Afghanistan, now we're not going to be able to fight a war in Europe if we need, because our defenses are spread out too far. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense, kind of?
Think
of
the 100%.
Okay, good. So in the same kind of way as if we go off to Iraq and we go off to Afghanistan and now there's a war that we have to fight in Europe or we have to fight in Asia, in China we're not going to be as able to fight it as effectively. It's the same thing with the body. If the immune system of the body is off fighting something that's going on in the digestive tract and something that's going on in terms of a fungal infection, now it's not going to be able to respond as effectively when a virus attacks. So everything that your wife is going through involves the immune system, and you have one question you need to ask yourself, or your wife has one question she needs to ask herself, and that is, what is putting a load on my immune system on a regular basis? And there's only three places that a load can come in on the immune system: either through the skin, which is rare, through the respiratory tract, that is through the nose, which happens occasionally, but again, not very often. Third is the digestive system, and because we're eating three or four or five or six or more times a day, that's almost always going to be the most likely suspect. So first thing you need to do is figure out if something is causing an immune response through foods and digestion. So you got to figure out, is she eating something that is compromising or causing the immune system to respond? And that is the most likely suspects: grains, peanuts, soy, beans of all kinds, eggs, any kind of food that stresses the immune system. Now, fortunately, it's easy to find out, because all you got to do is look for digestive symptoms. Does this make sense, Ty? It's almost impossible to have a skin immune condition without also having a digestive issue as well. Do you notice any problems that way? Bloating, gas, discomfort, diarrhea, constipation, heartburn, anything like that, Ty?
Well, she's a healthy girl, but probably the constipation.
Okay, hang tight. Important point. That's an important point. Hang tight, Ty. Can you stay with us through the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, stay with us through the break. Everybody, I want you all to hear this. This is so important. What I'm going to work through, Ty and Ty's wife's issue, but it's going to help you as well if you're dealing with a skin issue. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Ty in Texas about some skin issues. Hey there, Ty.
Hey, I'm still here.
Okay, good. So last thing we said that was constipation. Now, I think, and you sound like a nice guy, and I don't mean to rip on you, so please don't take this the wrong way, but it's really important that I point this out. It's like we think that we're healthy, but all we have is constipation. Okay, and I'm not coming down on your heart, but I want you to understand this. I want everybody listening to understand this. If you are constipated, that is a major, major red flag that something is wrong. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. You know, it doesn't mean that you're going to hell in a handbasket. It just means that you're doing something wrong. It's a sign that the body is breaking down. Now, when you're constipated and the body is breaking down, of course it's going to show up somewhere else. What does constipation really mean? It means that food and toxins are not being eliminated out of the colon, out of the body. So if food and toxins aren't being eliminated out of the body, now you have set up a situation where there's all kinds of things that can go wrong. Poisons will accumulate, and this is just one example. Poisons will accumulate in the colon. Bacterial population will be thrown off. Gases will begin to be emitted out of those bacteria. Those gases can throw off cells in the brain or cells in the skin or cells in the immune system. And the whole body health environment can tumble out of control. Control from something as simple as constipation. You see what I'm saying, Ty?
So absolutely, dude. Had a chance during the break to ask her, and she's suffering from diarrhea and heartburn.
Well, there you go, my friend. That's exactly what I'm talking about. She's not suffering from a skin disease. She's suffering from a digestive disorder that's showing up on the skin. Now, this is really good news. This is wonderful news. And that's why I call the program The Bright Side, because what it means is all we got to do is figure out what's causing the diarrhea and the constipation and the heartburn and the digestive condition, eliminate those, and everything will be perfect. Now, if you go to the doctor, he's going to give you a drug that suppresses your immune system, shuts down your body's ability to defend itself, and then he'll say, well, your eczema or your psoriasis or your skin condition will go away. But you made it go away by suppressing the immune system. What we want to do is we want to figure out is why the immune system is being activated, what is going on inside the digestive tract that's turning on the body's defenses. So what you want to do, there's a couple things you want to do, a couple strategies, I should say. Strategy number one is we need to figure out what the problem foods are. Now, the fact that you said your wife's a chef, that's a little bit troubling because she probably really likes to eat and really likes to cook. So she's going to have to do some work in this regard. Number one, you're going to have to get yourself a little notebook, write down everything you eat, or have your wife write down everything she eats. And then next to the column where she's writing down everything she eats, she has to write down how her body is responding, how her digestive system is responding. So she'll say, I had sushi. And then next to it, an hour later, diarrhea, constipation. I had a ham sandwich. Next to it, a couple hours later, diarrhea, constipation, or heartburn. And on it'll go. Don't try to use your memory. Don't have her try to use her memory. You've got to write it down. And I guarantee you, Ty, she is going to be blown away by what she finds out. She'll be like, oh my gosh, every time I have rice, I get heartburn. Oh my gosh, every time I have cereal, I have diarrhea. Oh my gosh, every time I have spinach, I get bloated. You follow what I'm saying here? It's going to be stunning what you find out, and those are going to be foods you need to eliminate. Now, it will help if she practices a mono diet for a while, that is where she just eats one kind of food, where she doesn't combine a lot of foods with a lot of different working parts to them, make it easier to isolate what specific foods are causing what specific problems. So that's step number one. You want to be able to isolate specific foods and associate them to specific digestive problems. That is an absolute must. Now, the second thing that you want to do is you want to start to get or have her do is start to take in nutritional components, nutritional supplements, and certain foods that will protect the digestive system. By far and away, the most important foods and the most important supplements you could do for the digestive tract is probiotics and fermented foods. So first of all, in terms of fermented foods, sauerkraut, borscht, natto, miso, kefir, tempeh, anything that's fermented, anything that's got bacteria is going to support her digestive system, and she should also be using a good probiotic supplement. If you use longevity products, the Nightly Essence, which is an awesome probiotic supplement, that should be out. I think it's out already. If it's not, it'll be out in a couple days. If you don't use longevity products, you should be, but if you don't, get yourself on 80 billion units of bacteria a day minimum. You could do up a couple hundred if you want, billion units a day, and look for multiple strains of bacteria. Have her use bone soup, wonderfully soothing for the digestive system. And then also zinc is very important for the digestive tract. Have her use her zinc with her with fatty meals, and essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins are especially important for both the digestive tract and the skin. That is vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K. Also, essential fatty acids. Get on the ultimate EFAs from longevity. Do it all together with meals, with mealtime, and make sure she's using digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar. The apple cider vinegar helps activate the digestive enzyme, It wouldn't hurt her to use lecithin at the end of the meals. Lecithin will help her with her digesting and processing fats. So in addition to zinc, there's some other nutrients that are very helpful, or can be very helpful for eczematic conditions, in addition to zinc and in addition to the fatty vitamins. N-acetylcysteine may be helpful. You want to do about 500 to 600 milligrams of NAC a day. Magnesium may be helpful, and magnesium is very important for a lot of things anyway. And if she's got digestive problems, chances are she's not getting her magnesium. Use the Osteomag. It's easy to absorb. Around 1,000 milligrams a day of magnesium is a good place to be. And then don't forget about the OPC selenium, around 200 to 400 micrograms. You want to take your selenium, your magnesium, your zinc, your essential fatty acids, all with fatty meals. So you got a two-part program here, my friend. Number one, isolate the problem foods. Number two, use nutrition and nutritional supplementation and fermented foods to help stabilize the digestive tract. The good news is here, once you figure out the foods that are causing the problems, once you correct malabsorption and get your nutritional supplements in your system, the skin problems will disappear without drugs, without doctors, and they'll disappear, never to return again. The skin is super, 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 super easy to treat, and that's because the skin is growing rapidly, more rapidly than any other tissue in the body, with the exception of the digestive tract. Is that okay, Ty? Does that help you?
Wonderful. You spent a ton of time on me. I thank you. And maybe perhaps someday in the future I could call you back and give you my personal longevity success story that I have. So,
well, not only that, Ty, I'd love you if you stay in touch with us and let us know how your wife is doing, too. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. You'll
help. Good deal. Thank you so much, Ty. God bless. Have a beautiful day. All right, real quick, let's see if we can get one more call in. Claudia in Texas, what's going on? Do we have Claudia?
Hello?
No. Claudia, real quick, we had about a minute.
Yeah, I was calling because I've had real bad history of menstrual cycles, like with clotting and everything, and I've had migraines in the past.
Okay.
My menstrual cycles got better, then they came back to again with the clottings and real heavy and really just horrible.
Okay.
And then my migraines came back also, and this past weekend I was to where I just couldn't move. Because
right,
he was just in pain.
Are you now? Have you associated the migraines to the time of the month your cycle? Do they happen like the third week of your cycle all the time, or the fourth week, or they just happen throughout your cycle?
No, actually, it's the first time that I get a migraine during my cycle.
Okay, no, I'm saying your cycle is a four-week cycle. Did the migraines appear randomly, or are they always in the third week or always in the fourth?
No, randomly.
Randomly, okay.
Yes.
Number one, the first thing to do, anybody who's dealing with migraines, the first thing you want to do is link them to food allergies, especially if they're happening randomly. If they're happening, if you can't really link them to the third or fourth week of your cycle, that probably means it doesn't have as much to do with where your hormones are as much as it is with something that you're eating. Migraines are a classic sign of food allergies. Classic. So look to specific foods. Again, like we talked with Ty, see if you can write down the foods you're eating and write down how you're feeling in terms of your digestion. If you have cramping or bloating or any kind of digestive discomfort, that's another major clue. A couple of nutrients that you might want to use for migraine headaches. One is magnesium. It's a superstar treatment for migraine headaches. Doctors will actually use it intravenously for migraines, but if you have digestive problems, you may not be getting the absorbing your magnesium, so still need to work on the digestive system. And then also riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, that can also be helpful. I use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but Claudia, I highly recommend that you see if you can attach your migraines to something that you're eating. So try and call back tomorrow. There's a couple more things that I'd like to tell you about migraine headaches. If we left you on hold, I apologize for that. Try to call back tomorrow, and we'll get you up early. Let our call screener know you were left on hold. Thank you, folks. Appreciate all you guys. Get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link. You can make some money selling longevity products. You can start yourself a longevity business. Click on the Join Now link at brightsideben.com. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.